Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. We do a podcast called The Secret Show a couple days a week after this show. So it's separate. It's for grown-ups. It's an 18 and up show. We cover all manner of material on there. We have a little more leeway there.
There's a little self-help section as well called Bad Advice. It's fun.
I was actually bringing it up because I got some solid bad advices today. So people write us, our listeners will write in with a quandary. And it can be really about anything, everything from, when we have like a mom who was banging her son-in-law one time while living in the same house with her own daughter. Like everything from that. To, you know, I'm having a squabble with someone at work. Who do you think is right?
Right.
Like, it's really runs the gamut. And it can be
about a dog.
This is a dog one.
And there's another one about an in-law.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My God. The in-law one is crazy. These are good.
I had to stop.
So some solid bad advice emails for today's Secret Show. You can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. I guess I'll set these emails for the Secret Show aside. Hey, Hooman.
Yes, Sarah.
You'll be thrilled to hear, because I know how much the Star Wars franchise matters to you.
Yes, and the whole world.
So you know they've been having trouble with, and to the whole world, you're right. They've been having trouble finding a good fit for episode 9. I guess they had a guy in place, like a director. They had a guy in place for it. Colin Trevorrow.
Oh, I gotta look him up.
Well, don't bother. He's out.
Why? What happened?
J.J. Abrams is gonna replace him. So J.J. Really was given the credit with the reboot on the whole Star Wars franchise with episode 7.
Was that Rogue One?
It was, no, Rogue One was the one that just came out.
Okay, what was the one?
Episode 7 was The Force Awakens.
Yes. Okay.
And that was, so it was two winters ago. So this year we're getting episode 8, right?
Yeah.
Next year we're getting the Han Solo standalone. And the year after that we're supposed to get this episode 9. That's the one that J.J. Abrams is attached to.
So Colin Trevorrow directed Jurassic World.
The one with Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
And he's doing the one we're getting this Christmas.
Oh, no.
No, no. That's a different. That's two other dudes. Hold on.
No, the two other dudes are the ones that got fired. And they brought in Ron Howard.
That's for the Han Solo one. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, who's doing the one this Christmas?
What's it called?
Let me find it. It's called The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
And that's episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you in 2 seconds. It is Ryan Johnson.
Right. And Ryan Johnson and J.J. Abrams apparently get along fine.
He directed a couple episodes of Breaking Bad and Looper.
He did a couple movies with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He did, yeah. I think, did you see The Brothers Bloom?
I don't think I did. Anyway, so he is doing the number 8, the one that's about to come out. And it looks like J.J. Abrams is now back.
Then Ron Howard, then J.J. Abrams.
Okay. So J.J. Abrams is back for the 9th episode.
Right.
That's the big announcement. I saw it come across as a headline and went, oh no, Star Wars stuff. Everyone's going to freak.
So they say Disney and Lucasfilm are returning to a familiar face to take the helm of Star Wars Episode 9 following the exit of the former director, now Colin Trevorrow. There you go. Richard Branson has a new book out, or I should say it's about to come out, October 10th. He has written a ton of books. There are, some of the names are, Screw It, Let's Do It, Lessons in Life, Like a Virgin, Secrets They Won't Teach You at Business School, Business Stripped Bare, Adventures of a Global Entrepreneur, I think just a book just called Richard Branson. Losing My Virginity, How I've Survived, Had Fun, Made a Fortune Doing Business My Way. And then this new one is called Finding My Virginity. And in it, he was in the news yesterday because Necker Island, which is his private island in the Caribbean somewhere, was devastated by her. He was there on site. They all hid down in his wine cellar, which had to be delightful. I guess he was there with a bunch of people, and they have hundreds of animals. It's like an animal sanctuary, almost like a zoo, really, although I think that everything roams free. But they had 60 lemurs, a flock of 250 flamingos. Mm-hmm. But they did say that they had some animals that didn't make it. They didn't go through the whole list or anything. But
that's not part of this book, though.
It's not. Well, okay. That just happened, unless right. He somehow gets it in there. In the upcoming book, Finding My Virginity, he talks about the time that Kate Moss, that's his friend, Kate Moss, the beautiful model, was on Necker Island. And he says that she can usually be seen on top of the Great House table dancing away day and night.
Day and night?
Day and night. She loves to dance, apparently. I've rarely seen anyone work so hard and play even harder. In the memoir, he says he once received a call from a reporter informing him that, quote, they were running a front page splash that I had a cocaine-fueled threesome with Kate Moss and Keith Richards. My first thought was, what a great story. Do I really have to set them straight? Branson said the story was not true, and then nothing ever ran. He said it wouldn't help Kate's image, although it might have helped mine and Keith's.
Right.
So Goodreads if you love reading books, look at Goodreads. It's people talking about the books that they've read, and it's almost like an online book club in a way. They collected a bunch of his quotes from various books, and I thought some of these were interesting. Richard Branson quotes. If somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, is he English? He's an English dude,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody he's not Australian?
You, I know. I always think he's Australian, but I think he's actually English and
is based in London.
Australia.
Yeah.
Well, let's look it up. He was born in London, United Kingdom, in an area called Blackheath.
All right.
Blackheath.
He's worth $5 billion.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be good to be him.
Mm. He's married to Joan Templeman.
He's been married to her for a while, too.
Yeah, crazy money solves a lot of problems. The people who say it doesn't solve your problem. No, but it solves a lot of problems.
Yeah. It makes it so that like all the little problems, they're just gone.
Bleep this laundry crap. I'm not doing it ever again.
Yeah. I'm going to pay a person.
Dishes.
Right, I'll just buy new clothes.
Bleep these dishes, too. I'm never doing them again.
They're disposable.
He was actually born in Scotland, everyone. Oh, no, Joan was. Joan was born in Scotland.
Oh, all right.
Anyone care about that?
If somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, but you're not sure you can do it, say yes. Then learn how to do it later.
Oh, all right.
That's a good one. Respect is how to treat everyone, not just those you want to impress. Mm. I like that. The brave may not live forever, but the cautious do not live at all. I love this one. Train people well enough so they can leave. Treat them well enough so they don't want to. I think that's a good one.
Say that one again.
Train people well enough so they can leave.
Train people
well enough. So this is as a... The CEO
as a businessman, right.
Yeah.
Treat them well enough so they don't want to.
Oh, that's nice.
Business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. And a bunch of these are about passion. There's no greater thing you can do with your life and your work than follow your passions in a way that serves the world and you. Most necessary evils are far more evil than necessary. As soon as something stops being fun, I think it's time to move on. Life is too short to be unhappy. Waking up stressed and miserable is not a good way to live.
Here's the thing about this guy. I like him, and I love his positive attitude. And
his
frankly,
$5 billion makes these all a lot easier.
When we had Carlos Santana in here, I was mesmerized, and I loved him, and it's a peak moment for me. Like, I'll always think, like, I met Carlos Santana. Uh-huh. I shook his hand. I loved it. But hearing a guy who's successful say, opportunity comes to everyone's front door. And I don't disagree with him. I think we all...
You're talking about Santana?
Yeah. But I mean, some of these things that people say, they believe it and live it and feel it because they succeeded.
Yep. 100%, Vinny.
because they made it, it's ingrained in them that they're like, yes, you have all these opportunities. They come to you. And I was digging him and digging his moment and loved it. But I'm like, yeah, but you made it. You're talking because you were that good. When Bill Graham said, here, take the stage and you're going to have all of these contemporaries watching you. Who did he say? Jerry Garcia and I forget who else was watching him that day he
right,
took the
but
stage.
He was very,
it's because
right.
he's that good that yeah. they were all looking up at him going, oh, he's next. Mm. Yeah, because you're Carlos Santana. If but I did that, I'd have been all plank, plank.
But in a broader sense, though, a lot of people do have opportunities put in front of them, and they're either too scared of failure to do it. So, sure, take chances. But I'm 100% with you. Sometimes the people who have made it and struggled. I mean, certainly, you know, I don't know what Richard Branson came from, but the guy's got $5 billion now. And so it's easy for him to say, well, here's what I did. I wasn't afraid to fail. I took chances. Of course, the opportunity bus is coming around again because right. you've got $5 billion. People are coming to you all the time with opportunities.
I couldn't help but mention that feeling as you were reading this string of stuff where I'm like, okay, Richard, but you know what?
I'm looking at, so it says here, at the age of 16, his first business venture was a magazine called Student. In 1970, he set up a mail order record business. 72, he opened a chain of record stores, Virgin Records, of course. And then it goes on and on. But, I mean, he started at an early age.
No, I dig it. Right. The guy's great.
But and some people are driven like that.
Yeah.
As he spits out all of these, what do you want
pearls
to call those?
Wisdom.
Quotes?
Pearls of wisdom.
Yeah. Nice. I think the average person's like, huh?
Here's one for you, Hooman.
Oh, boy.
Do not be embarrassed by your failures. Learn from them and try. Wait, learn from them and start again.
Thank you.
That's your whole theme, right?
Well, I haven't quite failed yet, but I'm persevering, I'm persisting. But you're right.
Yeah, you keep on keeping on.
I do say that to the kids
when you do the speeches.
Well,
yeah.
I do because
he doesn't do the speeches anymore.
I haven't done one in a while. But
when's the last time you gave a speech?
Probably 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
5 years.
Four years. What's happening?
But it's the same speech, right?
Well, the reason he rests it for five years.
In
the
between.
Reason is because it's often for these honor students who've never failed at anything, and I'm telling them, listen, you better start doing some stuff you suck at. Because failing as a child and getting over it is way easier than failing as an adult.
Sounds like you and Richard Branson could sit down and have a real heart-to-heart.
Yeah, but then Vinny is right when he's talking about, you know, this guy is, he's a little delusional because some of the things he's saying aren't applicable for that person who doesn't have a choice about the crappy job they have to wake up to every
day. I know, the whole...
It's a little braggy is my point. As he's stringing off all of these... You're like, okay, but it went great for you, and I applaud you,
and I'll fly your plane. Richard!
Way to go, Dick!
But, dude, I'm a sales guy. I mean,
Branson,
do me a favor. It doesn't translate for everybody.
And, I have a wife, I've got kids, I live in a house, it's flooding, I gotta do this crappy job.
I have an island.
I'm trapped. I've kissed my freedom goodbye.
Only a fool never changes his mind.
That's true.
Is that another one?
That's another one.
All right.
And one more.
Yeah, here we go.
Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. Yeah. I like that one.
I realized I should have been playing this thing the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Could have had, like, you know, meditative thoughts from Richard Branson.
Do the last one again.
I'll find another one that I didn't do yet.
All right.
Everyone,
this should be good. She skipped this one. It's going to be a real
doozy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, hit it. In the same way that I tend to make up my mind about people within 30 seconds of meeting them, I also make up my mind on whether a business proposal excites me within about 30 seconds of looking at it.
Super.
I rely far more on gut instinct than researching huge amounts of statistics.
I do like that.
I knew you'd like that.
But what about the whole... I put a whole thing together. My presentation. Give me a second. I can turn this...
I don't like it.
But
I was sitting with these Christian venture capitalists the other day.
Oh boy!
And they said something that irked me so much.
I'm sorry. Did you just say Christian venture capitalists?
Yeah. These Christian venture capitalists. They all said we only invest in what we know. And I say, but don't you ever? Don't you ever pray about anything? And,
yeah, slower. And say, slow down.
And say, God, why don't you lead me here? Should I invest in this thing that I know absolutely nothing about? They go, no, we don't do that. I go, why don't you do that? They go, because, you know, we have a responsibility. And that's not the way we operate. I'm like, but you're never allowing like God to like help you make a decision. You're saying you know everything.
Well, they're venture capitalists. It's,
well,
you know,
there it is.
You got to cross
right?
God right out of that.
Exactly.
Let's do the Harry Styles cover.
All right.
Changing gears completely.
Yeah. Enough of that. This is my favorite Fleetwood Mac song, so it's going to be very interesting to see how Harry Styles does with it.
Oh,
crank
this
isn't
up. Oh Well?
No, this is not my, that's not my favorite song.
What?
Can still hear you saying, never break the chain. Never break the, if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. I love that song. Go to the verse. Find me a verse.
You want the beginning verse?
Yeah, give me the verse.
All right.
In the shadows, damn your love, damn your lies. God, this song is so good. All right, so now you've heard of the taste of Fleetwood Mac. Let's see how Harry Styles.
Do you want me to start from a verse or the chorus?
Start from the verse. I want to hear
Harry
Styles.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I just ask you, you always badmouth the girls in Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I don't love
both
either
of them.
I don't love either of their voices, but the harmonies in that song and the song itself. It's a funny thing with me and Fleetwood Mac
because you badmouth Stevie Nicks as horrible,
she is,
and then
a horrible
Christine
singer.
McVie, you're like, she sucks.
And yet their songs are amazing. I know. I like a bunch of their songs. All right, here we go. Play that. You know how to play that.
I don't know how to play that.
Yeah, you do. You played it for me.
I can't play it.
Oh my God. All these years of guitar lessons, and we've got nothing out of you.
Nothing. You know nothing.
It's John not Snow. My thing, everyone. I like to play in my room by myself.
I feel that. Robin Williams.
I love him.
We'll do this real quick.
I love him a lot.
For years, we did the Now and Zen Festival in Sharon Meadow, which is right there at the east end of the Golden Gate Park. And now it looks like Sharon Meadow is going to get renamed Robin Williams Meadow.
That's a good idea, by the way.
It's a great idea. They say it's expensive to
change
the names of these
things. Do you know who William Sharon is?
I do because I read this morning who he is.
Is he a bad person?
No, we just named it after someone who's so insignificant today. Mm.
Sharon Meadow was named after William Sharon, a banker and later a U.S. senator from Nevada, who made donations to Golden Gate Park. The Sharon Building, you know, if you've ever been to a Now and Zen, or if you've ever been to that area, Sharon Meadow, there's a castle-y-looking building right there behind where the stage is set up.
Uh-huh.
You've probably seen it.
Where the parking is?
Yeah,
there?
It has like a dome, like a kind of cone-shaped roof pieces on it. It looks kind of castle-y. And apparently that's the Sharon Building, which was built in 1888. And that was named after him and now houses arts and crafts courses. So Sharon Meadow, which is just nearby the Sharon Building, was just called Sharon Meadow. It's just the proximity of the Sharon Building. So it's not some big deal to change the name. And it's a good idea to do it for Robin Williams. I guess that they did comedy there for the last 37 years in Sharon Meadow. And Robin Williams was part of that many times. Mm-hmm. And so now they are trying to get the thing renamed. A local comedian by the name of Debbie Durst.
Oh, is that
it's
Will
Durst's wife?
It is. Uh-huh. And she's sort of spearheading this whole thing. They're working with the Williams estate. They say it's probably going to cost about $50,000 because they have to change signage and reprint all kinds of pamphlets. And
someone
stuff.
Will donate that.
I think so too.
Have you guys ever heard of an author named Eliezer Lipsky?
I don't think so.
And he wrote a book about this guy's life,
William Sharon,
called The Devil's Daughter.
Oh.
So.
Is this guy devilish?
It's a little vague. I mean, he wanted to get married, but then he, you know, wanted to divorce one of his wives, and then he went to the courts and said, I want it to be so that I even never married this other woman, and apparently it was pretty ugly, and the court finally, like, granted it to him, but it was after he died.
Oh. Too little too late. Well, anyway, they're looking to rename Sharon Meadow Williams Meadow. I think it would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Taking being drunk to an all-new level. Oh. I've got the Apple iPhone release. We've got a lot of news to get to right after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. How'd you like to do 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yes, please. Thank you very much. Welcome. We've got a qualifying prize of Depeche Mode tickets. So coming up at 9, and then throughout the day, 9, noon, 3, and 5, you instantly win Depeche Mode tickets to either of their show at the SAP Center or Oracle, and then you're in the running for the 6-night Mexico getaway. Hard Rock in Puerto Vallarta, 9 o'clock, your first chance to win. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
The Big Apple event is today, everyone. So soon enough, you'll be able to spend $1,000 on a new phone.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I tipped you off. You're welcome. A couple weeks ago, I told you to start putting that money aside.
Yep. Save it up.
Because Apple's ready for you.
Or just keep the phone you got. It's working fine.
This phone no longer works, Sarah.
You have a 7?
I can't do it.
Do you have a 7?
I do. I got the small one, though. I couldn't put that thing in my pocket.
The big one?
I don't like it. I don't know how anyone can stand it. It's too...
It's because I go like, oh my God, I can read it. It's amazing.
And yours has a big, giant big battery pack on it.
Glasses on the back.
Oh,
hello.
My Lord. Anyway.
Do you think they'll put a headphone jack in the new iPhone
No, they
X?
Won't. That's why I'm going to keep buying 6 Pluses until they don't support them anymore.
But that was one of the things they caught flack for was from the 6 to the 7, one of the only real... changes was they got rid of the thing people liked, the headphone jack.
Yep.
Anyway, the Apple event's today. So, and Scott Budman will talk to us tomorrow and sort of break it down for us. I think tomorrow. We'll see what his schedule is. He is busy. He's a big-time reporter for big-time TV here in the Bay Area. Hey, we do books a lot, talk about books a lot.
We do.
I wanted to mention this. I looked it up. The best sellers out there right now, Stephen King's It is number 2 on the list.
Wow.
So people have gone back to reread the first time, which is what I'm realizing.
Yeah.
I thought I was a big fan, but it turns out anything over, 200 pages, I clearly jumped off.
I don't know. Isn't it possible that you read it and, like, I'm reading it as though it's for the first time.
Every single part of the thing.
You did sort of know what it was about before you went into it, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember the absolute violence against gay people, against the domestic violence. I didn't remember that part.
Yeah.
I'm reading that. I mean, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
So, number 2. Number 1 right now is What Happened by Hillary Rodham Clinton, everyone. Oh. So...
What happened?
She's out there telling you.
Do you think that was a good move on her part, all this blame shifting? And
no.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
But I do feel like maybe for her, she says she's done ever running for public office. That's what, some quote in one of these interviews she's been doing about it. Maybe she's just like, F it. I'm just going to say what I think.
Well, right. But she does also say that she cares about the Democratic Party.
She does.
And the Democrats are saying, go away, please.
Yeah.
We have important elections coming up. Mm. You're not making us. It's not a good look. Mm. But,
even though you did win the election by 3 million votes. Please shut up. Go away.
How about a fast fact?
All right.
Fast fact. If you took all the cardboard that Amazon uses for shipping boxes in a year, you could cover the entire United States around 2.5 times.
Wow.
That is so much garbage.
This is the one. I laughed at this one at my desk by myself, laughing and laughing. Will Smith's part in Men in Black was originally offered to...
Here we go, everyone. Think of the lamest. Corey Feldman.
David Schwimmer turned down a role in Men in Black.
That's really funny.
Will Smith
I actually
took
could
it.
Pick him. I could see him doing that and having a whole weird career. Like that was a... I love those movies.
He turned down...
That is so strange.
A role in Men in Black.
But I there was another role offered to me, so I decided to take that. And I thought that would be the career-breaking move, but it turned out it wasn't. In retrospect, I probably should have taken the Men in Black job. I was on a break.
He could Thank not you. Be the guy who was Ross now if he'd have taken that movie role. I mean, he's made
He'd
his money.
Ross,
he doesn't
but,
care.
Right, you know. Boo-hoo, I guess, but yeah, that would have been awesome, actually. Break!
Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees had to smile and make eye contact with customers, but they had to cancel it after too many male customers thought the female employees were hitting on them.
Anytime a girl makes eye contact with a dude, John has told me this my whole life. It's like when you put your hand on a dude's arm, or you smile and look right into their eyes, they think you want to do them. I'm like, you're crazy. That's
ridiculous.
You know
what's funny about what you're saying right now? So I've heard you tell that story 1,000 times. And yesterday when you said, I brought home all these clothes from Nordstrom and I put them on for John. And John was like, no, not that.
He
no,
said,
not that.
I don't love that.
Yeah, I don't love that. I was thinking, is he like stuff that looks too good on her? Is he saying, no, 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 not that.
No.
Is that what's going on?
No.
The stuff that looked like...
No, because then I looked and I went, you're right, I got talked into this. I went and returned it all yesterday.
Oh,
oh you did? All of it? Or just all of it?
I kept the two outfits that I needed for the wedding, and I returned all the other stuff.
How many other things?
Was she there?
Oh, yeah. I called her and I said, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to return a bunch of stuff.
And what'd she say?
She said, no problem.
How many things did you return? How many did you keep? Be honest for once.
I kept...
Give us a number, a specific number.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, six.
I think I kept seven things.
And how
that's pretty good.
Return? How many did you
and
return?
And I returned six.
Oh, good. So you returned half. That's not
yeah, good. I returned all the expensive stuff, though. She was
oh,
pretty bummed.
That's her commission?
Did I guess. Commission? I assume that they do. But she was super easy about it, and she, you know... I was very embarrassed when I came back in.
Did you give her a hug or anything?
Yeah, we hug. She's great.
Oh, you hug?
Yeah, I really like her.
Was she like, I pulled 10 other things for you. You wanted, let's go back.
Well, one thing I was going to return, I brought in and she goes, oh, this just got marked down again. And I was like, it did? Because it was the one thing I was kind of on the fence about.
Uh-huh.
And it was marked down like $150. I went, okay, I'm going to keep that.
So wow. she kept
so
it.
So she returned it and gave me the $150 off.
Oh,
wow.
Score. Good thing you
Dang.
Went back.
How much was it?
It was three something.
Originally.
Wow.
Yeah. It's this really, you'll see it at Winterland. That's where I'm going to wear it. It's going to sound super stupid. It's a black blazer. It has this like white pipe trim on the side. It's kind of like holiday festive looking. And it's very flattering. Like it nips in tight and has a placket on the bottom. Uh-huh. It's really, really cute.
All right.
So you'll see it. You'll see it at Winterland, and I might wear it at Tommy's. I'm doing Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas again. That's the name of our.
Do we have a date for that yet?
I don't know. You can ask Tommy. I don't know when it is.
Try to Instagram.
I have our Winterland date too.
You do?
Oh, what's our Winterland date? Oh, I hope it's not the same night.
No, I believe it. Oh, I don't have my calendar.
November 12th?
Yeah. Is that on a Tuesday?
No, oh, it's a Tuesday?
No, November 12th is a Sunday.
Okay, that's not it. I forgot. I don't have
Is it November 14th? That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, then that's probably it.
It's in November? Isn't it usually
Winter
early December?
Winter November?
Sorry. Early December. So try December 12th.
Oh, so now.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, December 12th is a Tuesday.
Okay, that's what it
okay,
is.
Okay, so December 12th. I think it's that weekend. Actually, I think it's the weekend before, on the Friday. Whew.
Busy couple weeks there, though, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I was going to say, I really like my good friend Brian. Never hugged him. Not once.
Well, you're not really a guy who instigates a hug. Like, you
know, I'm just saying, you go in for the hug with the lady who sold you some pants.
Well, you know what's funny is I didn't go in for the hug. Like, I try to look at people's body because I'm perfectly happy to hug someone. I don't mind a hug, and I don't try to like initiate the hug. Usually, unless I really know you,
right?
She definitely gave in a little, and I went, let's do this, and pulled her hair.
All right.
She's tiny, tiny little person, so I hugged her to my belly button. Oh, cutie.
Really? Yeah.
No, she's taller than that, but she's so tiny. Like, such a clothes horse. Makes me jealous.
Oh, because she's a little-bodied person. She can wear all the stuff.
First of all, she's beautiful.
Who is this?
Pam. That's the stylist. And she's, like, got the most beautiful face. This long, like, wavy black hair.
You got a picture of this, Pam?
I don't.
Let's get a look at her.
She's
post her.
And then she's
friends?
Tiny. No, we're not Facebook friends.
You're not?
And I don't know if we are or not, actually. I don't know who I'm friends with on Facebook.
I wanted to do this story because, you know, I've had some drinks in my day.
Golden days.
I've been more than committed to my drink.
Oh, this is the drunken debauchery.
Yeah, it's not debauchery. It's just this is serious commitment to having drinks. So a man smuggled vodka into a festival by burying it on site of the concert venue, festival venue.
Yeah.
Weeks in advance of the show.
Oh. Yeah.
We see that. Well, I've seen that a couple times
Get
at
out.
Outside Lands.
How really? Funny.
So one year, here, I'll tell you this quick story and then you can. So I was brilliant. Walking around with my friends and it was the year Jack White did this secret concert. And afterwards, you know, we found where he was in the woods and watched him, 300 people has watched him do this, you know, 6-song set. And then we're just kind of sitting, and all of a sudden we see this homeless guy jump the fence, and he has a map. And he opens up the map, and we see him doing, like, 12 steps from the tree, and then looking to the left, doing 3 more steps. And then all of a sudden he drops to his knees, and he starts digging. And we're sitting there watching him going, oh, man, what's he looking for? Like, what's down there?
Wow. But he had to jump the fence to get there? So he buried it on the wrong side of the fence.
No, he jumped the fence into the festival, not out of the
festival.
To get
in for free.
Yeah. To get in for free. The homeless guy.
Well, at that point, just put the... If you're already getting in for free, put the bottle in your
bowl. Yeah, that's risky because you may not have gotten in. Anyway, don't ruin the story, Sarah.
Okay,
that's,
sorry.
You have a
you're
gift for that.
The story.
You really
you're
have a gift
it.
For that.
I don't know.
Way
I,
to go, Sarah.
I feel
you're
like you bury
everything.
It there so that when you come in with the ticket, you're allowed to, you know.
Why would you come in with
the
ticket? He wants everything for free. He's a homeless guy. So then he drops to his knees, and then next thing, like he's, I don't know, 3 feet down, and there's like this humongous, you know, vodka bottle that you get at from Costco.
Yeah.
And he whips it, and we're like, wow, there it is. The dude was so happy. He's just drinking and walking around, and there he is in Outside Lands.
Couldn't be a homeless guy, though, if he had a Costco vodka bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to have a membership, huh?
Yep.
Right. Yeah. For the membership.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, do the story.
No,
go back to the story.
To. I'm skipping it. Our text number
so
is
funny.
800. I like the one he did better, way better. Much better.
I just don't understand.
Well,
the homeless
this
guy,
get in
they want things. They want things for free.
So he drew a map to the bottle he bought earlier and buried, and then had to sneak into the concert to get at. And if he hadn't been able to sneak in, there'd be no vodka for him.
He'd be like,
"But my treasure map God and my." Oh, I'm so thirsty.
Eight hundred four hundred 3697 is the number you can text us at. 510 says, I'm not hearing Fleetwood's best song, Landslide, which was actually done better by the Smashing Pumpkins.
No. It's not their best song, and it wasn't done better by the Smashing Pumpkins.
So you're telling 510 no.
Well, listen, I respectfully disagree with your opinion. Everybody has feelings about music. Yours are no less valid than mine.
530 says, okay, you guys have the best morning show in the Bay. You all had to take opportunities when they came to you and had the drive to get there. I think the point Santana made was we all have something we have talent or even just a drive for, and we all can be successful in whatever that is. It's different for everyone, but if you know what it is, you should go for it all in. I completely agree in that. And I even agreed with Santana as he told his story. I related to it. I know you pursued radio. with everything. Mm-hmm. You went all in. And I did the same. And we all have sort of put it all on the line and said, there is no fail.
Yeah, it wasn't that we
I
didn't
don't have
understand.
Backup plan.
What he was saying, it was that he just assumed that everyone is. A, not everyone does get those opportunities, and B, sometimes people find themselves under a house, kids, and you find yourself in a situation that you can't blow up your whole life to do the thing that you want to do.
And I wasn't even necessarily thinking of Santana at the time. I was listening to Richard Branson basically sleep with himself, quote after quote after quote, going, okay, dude, you know what? Not everybody. I mean, come on.
Right. You got $5 billion. Of course, the opportunity bus keeps rolling by.
Right. Dude.
You can say no to whatever you want because there's a line.
But I agree that, yes, if you know.
Right.
You do have to go all in, for sure. That dipping a toe in, that's not going to get you where you want to be. Harry sounds like Kenny Rogers.
Really?
I didn't notice that at all.
I didn't notice that either. It's not that his version wasn't horrible. It just wasn't. I'm not hearing Kenny Rogers on this. Let me hear it. Keep it. I mean, it's fine. I just don't feel like that's necessary.
510 says, hey, Hooman.
Yeah.
Who was the Christian venture capital group you spoke with? The Vatican?
No, it was.
It's a different group of guys.
Remember that picture from yesterday? The Pope had a shiner and
Pope.
A bloody eye.
Yeah, he hit his head on the Pope mobile getting in. Yeah.
He had like this guy, little stitches, bulletproof glass.
He must
he
have just
see
whacked
it.
His head. And he's got this big dark shadow under his eye. Poor thing.
I know.
They called it The Shining. Because he had the. It's hilarious.
All right, we got to break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.